Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Let me ask you this. Why did you ever notice? Why do we get sick on day one of our holidays? They've got a name for it, you know, in Belgium. Leisure sickness syndrome. I like that. Leisure sickness syndrome is what they call it there. Research conducted there has found that 1 in 4 Belgians called in sick while on holiday, and since January the 1st, workers who fall ill during their holidays can recover lost days of leave by presenting a medical cert. Isn't that fantastic? Let's discuss leisure sickness syndrome now with Dr. Nicola Hearn, who's a Derry-based GP. Dr. Hearn, you're very welcome to the programme.
Hiya, how are you?
Not too bad at all, because I'm not on holidays. But can I, let's talk about leisure sickness in just a second. But I have to ask you this, right? Because we were talking about the new digital health framework, which means for the first time we could have patient health records on a digital system here. It's being launched today, the plan. This is something you already have in the north, and it's being expanded there. So what are the benefits of this type of digital health record?
I suppose it really depends which health record we're talking about. If this is a combined primary and secondary care health record, that has its uses. Obviously, it has its risks, because that means somebody's everything to do with their health is in a kind of a forum that might be accessible to people outside of those who should be accessing it. However, it's actually a really good idea if this can be done safely, that everybody's details are on a cloud, say, so that wherever they have to seek medical advice, all that information is available to the clinicians that are dealing with them.
Like the medical cert that I get when I'm on day one of my holiday and I phone in sick. So talk to me about leisure sickness syndrome.
Yeah, I mean, the actual terminology, it was a new one to me today. Yeah. We all know what happens. And I suppose we all, actually, when we stop and think about it, we understand why it happens. And I think what is happening in the world and our lives at the minute are really, really hectic and really, really stressful, not just in the workplace, but at home as well. And for a lot of people, when they're coming up to a holiday, that actually goes up another gear and it becomes completely nuts between trying to get things finished up at work, get things sorted out at home, and then trying to get things packed and booked and, you know, travel arrangements, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
It's all completely nuts. Our adrenaline is through the roof. Our steroid levels are through the roof. And that does two things. Our steroid levels, those two things they drive us on. They make us be able to cope with a lot of stress, but only for a finite amount of time. And eventually we will crash.
Okay.
And if people continue to work forever, they will actually get really sick. The fact that whenever we take a holiday, two things can happen. Both of those levels of chemicals drop. The high steroid levels will leave our immune systems vulnerable to catching infections. So the next thing we are in airplanes, crowded airports or whatever, and there's lots of the defenses around. And yeah,
so what should we do?
Should
we do? Get someone else to do the packing.
I think we need to, number one, understand if this is happening once off, it's just unlucky. If this happens every time you get a break, then something is really dysfunctional here. So you need to look and go, right, what am I doing here? The pace of my life is too hectic. Plus, I'm leaving everything to the last minute, probably before going on holidays. Tell yourself you're going on holidays a week before the actual date, so you've everything sorted, bags packed, your work is all up to, so that the last week you're actually just kind of starting to gradually bring things down.
I heard of that once. I think they call it organized.
Being organized in advance. So, and that, a lot of us, we work to deadlines. We're devils for doing that. So if we can actually set our deadline a week before the day we're due to leave, there's every chance we will actually have a much more pleasant experience in that final week running up to your holiday.
I'm going to tell my wife, we had a ridiculous doctor on the programme today from Derry telling us to be organised. Did you ever hear the like of it?
I know.
Dr. Nicola Hearn, Derry-based GP, thank you very much indeed.